This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Choosing a skill that maybe you've nurtured or maybe you think is something that you could do. Mm-hmm. And once you have that kind of mind, that kind of attitude, that is a skill that is, you know, is right for you. I mean, it's good, you know, to go for it. We encourage people to, you know, take up skills, because it's kind of things that you that will be with you for the rest of your life.
Before you came to do your practical training in center, you were given some materials to do from home.
Yeah.
How did you find the studying materials you were given to do from home and the virtual reality program? And was that helpful before you came to do your practical training?
Yeah, they are helpful, especially the module. The module is like, it's intoxicating. When you start doing it, you don't want to stop until you finish until you get to the end of the module. So they are very helpful and very educational.
How did you manage to combine your studying commitments with your everyday life?
Yeah, it's easy, because as long as you have a commitment that this is something you're taking up, I mean, no amount of distraction will, you know, take off your mind from your focus. It's like a focus for me. So there is no way I could be distracted, because it's something I want to start and, you know, get to the end of.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't find it difficult anyway to get by, because it's something I really wanted to do. So
how did you find the practical training, and what are the things you have been doing so far?
From day one, maybe let's say the first week, I mean, we were even asked to, you know, perform tasks, which we've gone through the theory during the exercise in our module, which we do online. Coming to the center is, you know, doing the real practical aspect of it. I mean, having your hands dirty during getting, you know, to do the actual practical aspect of what you've been learning before you come to the center. So it's interesting as well.
And is there any particular job which you particularly enjoy doing?
Yeah, I enjoy every little bit of it, every aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
There are something that I really wanted to know, you know. Yeah, it's something that I really, you know, was interested in. And for me, getting down here to do it, you know, to do the practice, it makes my day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do you have any tips for existing or perhaps potential students, how they could do better in their training?
Making sure they study very hard, very well before coming down to the center to do their practicals, because going deep into the theory aspect of it, I mean, by the time you come down to the center for the practical, it will be, you will have done half of the job. It's just something you've been reading up all about before you come down to the center, so it makes your job easier if you read up and, you know, update yourself on everything.
So do your studying, then commit yourself to the practical training, and that's the formula for success.
Exactly.
And what is the big plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified? What would you like to do? Would you like to run your business perhaps, or be self-employed?
Yeah, I would like to be self-employed for a while, you know, see how it is to survive out there alone, and with the idea and strategy I've been, you know, summing up, I hope to survive out there, you know, doing, you know, putting all the things I've learned to use.
Wow, that sounds like a perfect plan for your Mobilaji, and we wish you best of luck when you finish your course. Thank you very much for joining us today, Mobilaji.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.